Chapter 14. Mentors and Role Models. A Profound Fingerprint. Silicon Valley CEO John Kispert described the impact a mentor can have on our lives as a profound fingerprint. Our lives can be shaped by people we meet early on. In Chapter 13, we learned about the importance of risk-taking for our success in life. Risk-taking is a gutsy thing to do and can involve uncertainty and real danger to our future, our incomes, our relationships, and even sometimes our lives. This is where the mentor comes in. Someone walking beside us and giving us that dream-saving advice at just the right time can make all the difference in how our lives turn out. This is big stuff, absolutely critical. A role model may be someone we don't even know personally, but admire from afar, maybe a professor, or maybe a business leader. A mentor, on the other hand, is someone who takes a personal interest in us and coaches us. This influence may be short-lived or it can go on for years. This relationship is almost never with our parents. It usually happens after we leave home. This is why professors or bosses in our first jobs can do so much to shape our thinking and the future outcomes of our lives. Congresswoman Anna Eshoo's relationship with then-California Lieutenant Governor Leo McCarthy is a perfect example of both a role model and a mentor in the same person.
Yeah. Did you have somebody who you kind of would call a mentor during those early years? Somebody
I did later on, Leo McCarthy.
McCarthy. Tell me a little about that.
Well, I met Leo McCarthy when Leo Ryan was killed.
Okay.
At that time, I was the new chair of the Democratic Party in San Mateo County. And when I look back, really quite green, you know, didn't think so then, but I obviously was. I was the first woman that was ever elected chair of the party in San Mateo County. We came to know one another and became very, very, very dear friends. So he was a great, great mentor and example to me. And some years later, he asked me to be his chief of staff of his district office, which I did do.
Can you give an example of the mentorship, some specific incident that came up?
He took me under his wing. I didn't see in myself what he saw in me.
Say a little more about that.
Yeah. Well, I remember he came to something when I was running for Congress, and he heard me speak. It was at someone's home. It was at a professor's home at Stanford. And I talked to him afterward. I called him as soon as I got home. And I said, Leo, I didn't get a chance to chat with you. And he said, no, you couldn't. You had to, you know, talk to each person there. I understand. I said, how did I do? How did I do? And he said, who's the teacher? Who's the student? And I was so moved by that. I mean, my heart was soaring. That because I so, you can tell how the effect it has on me, that he who I thought so much of had placed his imprimatur on me, that I measured up, you know, for him. And so that meant, you know, a great deal.
It touches
and
you.
Right? It touches me very deeply. Well, relationships mean everything to me, Rick.
So please, stay in touch with your mentors. And oh, by the way, be open to mentoring others as you get some experience under your belt. You may just change some lives.